And welcome back to the NutraMedic Report for Monday, 30th of January. It's almost the end of the month and lots of things happening. Welcome back, Jim Fetzer.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely stunning what's going on here, including this hysteria over the temporary ban. Not only is it perfectly constitutional, included according to 8 U.S. Code 1182 about inadmissible aliens, suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by president. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions they may deem to be appropriate. And get this, Bill. In 2011, Obama put a six-month ban on Iraqi refugees.
Right.
Trump's only 120. That's 180. So Obama's ban was longer. Obama had the same seven countries as Trump for an enhanced security visa policy. So, you know, there's nothing unprecedented here. But yet we have what is unprecedented is the attack by the mainstream media, seemingly in collusion with the intelligence agencies, which is taking place at this very vulnerable moment of transition when Trump is not yet fully in command of his own government because the Democrats have withheld the confirmation of many of his secretaries. It looks as though the U.S. intel community has gone rogue and is now taking its orders from the neocons and their deep state and not from the president, and that these agencies are now acting contrary to the interests of the president and indeed of the United States.
The interesting thing is exactly what you quoted, and I saw that this morning on the news. The other thing is these, I've seen the analysis of, these particular states are where we know there are training camps. We know that, in fact, if you announced a week in advance that we're going to do something, these terrorists would probably arrive en masse, and we'd have one or more hotspots with many thousands of Americans either in danger or dead. The other thing that's important is to understand extreme vetting. And I spent quite a time yesterday afternoon talking to Dr. Bill Warner of Political Islam, and he likes to take the religion out of it and take everything out. In fact, one of the questions he gave yesterday for vetting would be, do you deny the things in the hadith that says Muhammad tells you you should beat your wife? It's not whether you beat your wife, it's whether you deny this scripture. Or do you deny the scripture in the surah that says that you have to act like Muhammad and do jihad? In other words, do you support jihad? Okay, and the idea doesn't mean that you do it, but one of the premises of Muslim faith, even if you're a doctor or an engineer, is you don't turn in your fellow Muslims, which is why we had such an anemic response inside America to turn in bad imams. They've actually done some snooping and found that 72% of imams are saying radical things inside America to radicalize born American Muslims. So what we have now is a disaster waiting to happen. And Trump is trying to actually stop it. All these seven nations were on the so-called hit list of Obama, advised by his own intel groups. The fact that we have McCain and Graham and a number of other, what I call crackerjacks, idiots, including the media, trying to attack Trump is disgusting. It's nothing worse than co-conspirators to mass murder is what it is.
Well, I think there's much to be said for that, and in fact, we have a history of at least 20 vetted refugees who turned to terrorism after being allowed into the United States. So, I mean, it's not that this is a hypothetical issue. And the fact is that the Screen Actors Guild, award ceremony last night, Hollywood just went absolutely bananas. I mean, all of this hysteria is completely unwarranted, totally unjustified. It's part and parcel of the liberal left simply being unwilling to accept that they lost the election. They ran a terrible candidate. And it's just disgusting to me that Michael Moore is talking about 100 days of resistance to the Trump administration as though he's a guerrilla warfare leader, when this guy had predicted that Hillary was going to lose because she was neglecting the white working people in the Rust Belt states of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin, which is exactly how it played out.
Yeah, but here's a really important point that I think that you've made and I've made. even the left are being used by these globalists. They're used as a useful tool.
Useful idiot.
Because really, the globalists are not for the left. They're not for the right. They're for total control with population reduction and a whole different world than you want to imagine. And the problem is, these left are such useful idiots in Hollywood, and these neo-Nazis, I call them, the neocons like Graham and McCain, they don't want national borders. They don't want a nation state. They don't want America not being destroyed. For example, Obama was not an idiot. He was an evil genius. He was actually tearing apart the country, putting us in danger, and systematically destroying our military. That's why we're down 70,000 support staff, even for our Air Force. So what we have to understand here is that the generals went to Trump to say, we have to save America or it's done. And if he had been tied to any specific group that was tied to the globalists and so on, we'd be finished. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, he's got billionaires in his cabinet. These are billionaires that don't need to go into post-politic, pay-for-play, like the Clintons accumulated a quarter of a billion dollars by doing pay-for-play. These people, like Tillerson and so on, don't need this headache. Neither does Donald Trump, neither does many of his cabinet. What we need is someone who cares about America and the future of not only America but the world, because without a sovereign America, there won't be sovereign states in any country on earth. They'll eventually be destroyed by globalism. And the globalists don't care about the left. The left should get this message. They don't care about gays, lesbians, the right to abortion. They just care about mass genocide. They care about World War III, which they want to create. They care about economic chaos, which they're about to pull the plug on the world economy. People don't get it that the globalists don't give a rat's behind for the left or the right.
Yes. I agree completely. They don't care. They want to fatten their own pocketbook. They want worlds without borders. They want a class cashless societies, Bill. That's something else they're experimenting with in India. And it's just insane because there are all kinds of minor transactions for which money is appropriate and necessary. And when you talk about homeless people who don't have credit cards, you're guaranteeing, you're consigning them to death. I mean, it's insane that what's going on in the name of globalism.
it was economic genocide.
Yeah, it was disastrous for the United States. I mean, we have not yet recovered from NAFTA, and it's a good thing that in addition to jettisoning the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would have not only further eviscerated our manufacturing and industrial base, but also sacrifice the sovereignty of the United States, because it includes clauses that have never been announced to the public, creating a board of international corporate attorneys who have the right to override the laws and statutes of any of the Pacific Rim nations, thereby subsumed up to and including the Constitution of the United States. So
right.
We dodged a bullet, Bill. We dodged a bullet.
Well, what happened is, I want this to stick. Obama should never refer as Obama anymore. He's the Abominator, like the Terminator from the future. Hillary Clinton was just going to be used, even body double. If they had to make a clone of her, they would, or a robot copy. They just want their agenda. And their agenda doesn't include the left or the right. Their agenda includes totalitarianism by them, period, with a vastly reduced world population.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, NAFTA and the TPP include absurd clauses like this. If a corporation wants to undertake a project and it's prohibited on the basis of environmental or anti-pollution laws or concerns, the corporation is entitled to sue the entity that prevented them for the amount of money they would have made in profits had they been able to go forward. Can you imagine the insanity of that?
Wow. You're kidding.
No, I'm serious. It's happened already with Mexico. And further travesties. You know, the Mexicans had like 128 different kinds of corn. But Monsanto has, developed this insect-resistant corn by introducing an insecticide gene into
right.
the corn.
Right.
And it's so much more resistant. It's taken over the cornfields in Mexico, even though the farmers hadn't planted it, and they're being required to pay a royalty to Monsanto for the corn they didn't even plant.
That precedent was set in Canada, by the way, when they had a BT crop up there. I think it was soy. And a Canadian farmer actually had the soybean, you know, pollen that kind of blew onto his property. And he got sued. And the Canadian government allowed him to be sued by Monsanto. I call it Mount Satan. Now, that's not okay. And anyway, that's kind of the load lock and get your gun out. It's no longer talking about going to the judge or the or whatever. This is something that requires, at that point, an armed revolution.
Well, you know, the JFK...
And thank God we dodged it, because now we have someone in the White House that's going to do for the people, and that doesn't need to happen. Now, in fact, even the border guards are ignoring this stupid judge trying to say he's going to try to preempt the president's order. It's ridiculous.
JFK observed that those who make a peaceful reform impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
Right.
And it seems to me that the big corporations and here in the United States haven't appreciated that it's necessary that we have these reforms and transformations periodically. I think Trump represents the real new broom, that he's really undertaking reforms that are indispensable. He had a fairly sensational week when you get around to it, easing regulatory burdens, withdrawing from the TPP, spurring American jobs, securing our borders. And all you hear about is the ban, because it can be so easily played as somehow inhumane, when in fact it was the right thing to do.
Right. And the thing that's amazing to me, and again, the list of questions, I'm going to have them actually from Dr. Bill Warner, is they developed at the Department of Homeland Security a 7-minute questionnaire. Seven countries, including Canada and Mexico, use it now. But under Obama, they wouldn't use it because they thought it would be offensive. Developed by a DHS to actually ultra vet. Now, I want ultra vetting with genetic testing. I want to know if these people carry these genes of violent behavior. But beyond that, we're not going to get records. When they come from Syria, Iraq, and Somalia, you're not going to get a record that's reliable to tell them that they're not a terrorist. But you can count, as one of my Israeli friends in security said to me years ago, you can count the beads of sweat on their forehead when you ask them tough questions. And if they start squirming, you bring them to a room and you ultrasound them to see if they have a bomb in them. Then you put them in a bomb chest and you trigger it off. So if there's a bomb inside their body surgically implanted, they're going to be blown to spaghetti. That's what they do in Israel right now. And they don't have problems in El Al. Have you ever heard of a problem with El Al Airlines? No, of course not. Right?
Right. Which may make Israel very successful in this respect, but doesn't compromise, you know, the faults that represents where now Netanyahu is trying to egg on Trump to follow up by moving the American embassy to Jerusalem. I mean, this is all part of the master plan to create the greater Israel by balkanizing all the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to Israel's preeminence in the region. And it's been going forward apace. And this idea of moving the embassy to Jerusalem is another part of a very big picture that's going to leave the Arab nations all tattered and torn, and Israel dominating from the Tigris-Euphrates to the Nile. That was the master plan and remains.
Well, I think the problem is that the Muslim nations are each other's throats, let alone everybody else as well. And the idea of moving the embassy to Jerusalem, which is an international city, makes total sense. Not only that, it makes it permanently a Jewish city, not a city where East Jerusalem becomes Al-Quds. You literally have, you know, Jalda Tongue, the Islamic State and their caliphate right beside the Temple Mount within a mile. How crazy is that?
Well, I'm all for Jerusalem being an international city that's equally accessible to all, you know, followers of all different faiths. It's had an historic role.
Absolutely, but I don't want to see the Muslims literally trying to carve up Israel and trying to set up a separate Palestinian state. What there needs to be is maybe a province or something where there's special rules and so on. But this idea, and then of course they'd say that they need to decide whether they want to be a democracy or a Jewish state. It never was a Jewish state. Truman made sure of that. I mean, he wouldn't agree to it. The fact is, they're acting like it is, but it really isn't in many ways. And in fact, the majority of the people in the state are Arab Christians. That's the facts. Arab Christians make the majority of the population of Israel.
Well, Israel has become an apartheid state, and their treatment of Palestinians has been brutal.
Oh, yeah, but that's the way you get around it, is stop creating like it's a war zone. And the fact that we would support Hamas when Hamas is... They should deny the fact that they're planning on bombing and killing Israelis. Then let's say, hey, we can do something to turn, to grow, make apartments and get business. I mean, they're on the coast. There should be some way of working on a business deal where everybody benefits, including the Israelis. And now they have this giant wall up, like we have to build here because we have these terrorists coming across. And it has cut down terrorism. But how can you negotiate with somebody who wants to kill you? You can't. So, you know, in the scheme of things, Israel is a bad actor, and so are the Palestinians. And all the Arab states, none of them even have Israel on their map. So, you know, right now, this week, for example, Iran tested their missile system, and they're writing in Ivrit Hebrew on the side of it how they're going to bomb Israel. Well, that's just an invitation to America and the West bombing the hell out of Iran. And it says right even in Scripture that the eastern, you know, the western part of Iran around Ilam in the Bashar reactor is going to be turned where there'll be no place on earth where there isn't somebody that's left that part of Iran and gone to a part of the world. So in other words, it's going to be a wasteland. And what I see happening is lunacy and turning the Middle East into a trigger for World War III. And everything Obama's done has created this, and I think that Trump is trying to de-escalate that and say, look, we're not going to do a regime change when we're dealing with Muslims. We're going to stabilize things, but, you know, moving the embassy is a good move because it means, hey, this is a Jewish kind of Christian state. It's not going to become a Muslim head of a caliphate, which, by the way, unfortunately, Trump kind of supports some kind of overall organization melding all these Muslim states together. I think that's a mistake. You know, they're already at each other's throats. The best thing to do is make sure that they just don't try to annihilate each other. And I don't think that any, quote, peace treaty from the West is going to make these guys kind of get along after many centuries. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, I have supposed that a one-state solution was the right solution, but it has to be a democratic state in which all the residents are treated equally, and that's clearly not the Jewish attitude toward the Palestinians.
Here's a solution, okay? Everybody says, I put up my recommendations that I tell people, give me a problem in any sphere on earth, and I will come up with a solution. It's real simple. The Palestinians have a democratic right to vote for things that are in their territory called a province. And they should have also a right to vote for things that deal with the whole state of Israel, including, Arab Christians and so on. They're very racist, the higher-ups within the state of Israel. And they look down even on intermarriage, say, between Chinese engineers that are coming in to work on the oil companies there, and even Israeli citizens. Like, why are you racist? I mean, first off, the people that are running the state are Khazars. They're basically a mishmash themselves of Europeans and Eastern Europeans and whatever, and people from the steppes. So, you know, they're genetically a heterogeneous population. And it turns out that most of the Palestinians actually genetically are ancient Hebrews. They were not put to death because they converted to Islam. You know, just like the Shiites of Syria under Bashar al-Assad, they were Christians that continued a lot of their Christian views and their Shiite version of Islam, which is a meld between Syrian Orthodox Christianity and Islam. People don't understand this history. They don't realize that, you know, even Bashar al-Assad said this is Wahhabism. Wahhabism didn't originate even in the Middle East, it originated in London. That's why I call London Londonistan in the 1920s. So a lot of this was tools used by organizations like the British to create empire, and the useful idiots of the Saudis and everybody else in this scheme to create conflict and dialectics.
Well, I think you're nailing it pretty clearly, Bill.
Oh, yeah. It's a Londonistan, I call it.
It's time. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back. So I think that this might be a stabilizing influence. It also might take things like make Syria a province of a greater Israel. I mean, to be honest with you, an ally of a sister state with America that, by the way, doesn't run our State Department and our foreign policy. Right now it's dangerous because the people running the State of Israel's foreign policy aren't pro-Israel. They're pro-globalists. They're putting Israel almost like a Palestinian terrorist sticking a woman in front of them so you can't shoot at them. They're using human shields, and the human shield is the whole state of Israel. And Netanyahu and Lieberman aren't pro-Israel. When they're doing the things they're doing, they're actually putting Israelis and by proxy Americans in danger. It's pretty crazy. To me, when I just look at it with common sense and decency, I'm thinking, this is guaranteed to blow up and become a really bad conflict that nobody can stop, isn't it?
Well, I think that's supposed to be the idea. I mean, I think the warmongers are trying to take advantage of the fact that Trump's not really fully in control of the government yet. This is the most fragile position for his administration, and they're trying to capitalize on it by fomenting phony issues kind of color revolution that they've executed in other countries, including in most recently in the Ukraine.
Okay, I'm going to use an analogy. Remember, it's before 9/11, B 9/11, and A 9/11. After 9/11, there's going to be a terror event, and I'm just going to postulate this sometime in the next months or years, a couple of years, probably in the first term of Trump. that'll be so cataclysmic it'll pale 9/11. So it'll be A-T-E, after the terror event. Now, do these people realize just how violently they'll be silenced if there's, say, 500,000 Americans or 250,000 die in an event that terrorists do? Because they've interfered with the vigilance to stop this kind of thing happening. I'll give you an example, because I did war game simulations with the FBI and CDC as the point man under Reserve Admiral Hughes in 97. So I know these guys personally. I actually sat with the FBI and CDC director in 2001, 6 months before 9/11. I trained under a bioweaponeer from Bethesda in 1973. So I know this stuff organically. Here's a couple of scenarios, and I don't want anybody to think, well, I'm giving ideas out there. Okay, you arrive in O'Hare Airport, and you're just coming through baggage claim. What you have, though, is not just a little suitcase. You got a suitcase nuke. It doesn't just take out baggage claim. It takes out all the runways, all the airport, all the baggage control systems, and it kills, let's say, 30,000 people. Or you arrive in downtown Chicago, and now you've got this medical waste bomb. And we talked about this as one of our simulations. One, we simulated the federal center, which is downtown Denver, U.S. Federal Center, and a nuke going off, and we're setting up a perimeter with the Department of Homeland Security, with the department at that time, that was the FBI and the Center for Disease Control, to what we would do to set up a perimeter with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management. And their idea was to set up a perimeter, and anybody trying to escape that perimeter, even if they're just radioactively poisoned, was to shoot them and put them in a body bag. It wasn't to decon them. I was recommending that they have mobile decon showers, retest them to make sure they're okay, and take off their clothes and make sure you get them off to a decon facility. We give them intravenous things like simethyl, etc., to pull the radiotoxins so they don't die. Well, unfortunately, and I had to confront the FEMA director personally right at the conference at the Adams Mark Hotel, their plan was not that. It was to shoot the center of the body of mass, kill them, put them in a body bag. Now, people have to understand here that what's going on is government is not just incompetent. It's not just contrived incompetence. It's purposeful incompetence. Obama knew about these seven nations that had terror training camps. Why didn't we go in and bomb them? He actually had people dropping leaflets before we'd actually bomb the trucks bringing the oil from the Al-Qaeda oil wells in Iraq to sell them to G20 nations. Why didn't we stop to buy the purchase of their G20 nation oil? None of these things happened because they wanted to be that way. And that's why when Erdogan says that America supported, and he has photographic and video evidence that supports ISIS and ISIL, this is not a damn conspiracy theory. When the head of the Turkish Empire, who's Muslim himself, says this about America, people need to know, you know, I call them terrorists or us, like Toys R Us. We got to get the program here that the leaders of Israel are not pro-Israel. They're putting the globalism ahead of Israel. And my friend Barry Chomish, who's Jewish, his family are still there. They tried to kill him three times because he exposed information inside Israel. We've had many discussions over the years, about the crazy policies of the Israelis and their attempts to kill truth-tellers like him, because they're not pro-Israeli, these leaders, including Yitzhak Rabin. They're pro-globalism, which involves death, World War III, cashless society, a lot of horrors you can't imagine, and they're not pro-Israeli.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Jim, I think Mondays are really busy, but we'll probably video all this tomorrow. I'll put together my plan. As I've said already, there is no issue on earth that I cannot come up with a logical, decent, and common sense plan to find a solution. Why isn't Palestine a province of Israel? I would love to see a video someday of a Palestinian taking the oath and singing the Gevilah Gaon on Masada and getting ready with his wings to fly and defend the state of Israel and his Palestinian state, which is a province of the greater state of Israel, which is a democratic state that has rights for Jews and rights for Arab Christians and rights for Christians that want to emigrate there from Russia, China, anywhere else. There's a lot of, by the way, there's a lot of Christians in China who would love to immigrate to the Mideast because the totalitarian state of China is horrendous. I mean, you know, if you want to look at a state that treats their people badly, it's China.
That's fascinating, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you got to get beyond the left-right, you see. I see, you know, this is where Trump completely nonplusses them. There were the Twitter and Facebook people were actually disrespecting Donald because they didn't want the LGBT or the people that are gay and lesbian saying, hey, he's our guy. He wants to protect us so we don't die in a hail of bullets. He doesn't want us thrown out the 10th floor window in Saudi Arabia or Yemen or Qatar. He, you know, is not necessarily pro-gay, but what he's saying is that you have a right to live like any other American. And he doesn't support their lifestyle to teach it to, say, little kids and tell them at 4 years of age that you need genetic surgery or surgery and hormonal therapy, which is craziness that occurs here in California. But on the other hand, they have the right to share their insurance and their property and so on. Don't call it marriage, because it's not. Marriage is where you're going to reproduce and create human beings. And if women don't get this, also with abortion, they don't understand it's not an abortion issue. It's a, does the future need women? Because, to be honest with you, the future doesn't need a lower class that's sexually active in any way. Male, female, alternative, or whatever. They want a drone class like a hive that has no sexual orientation at all, or it's so confused with 34 subtypes, no one really is not really male or female. In fact, they're teaching in universities now about toxic masculinity, as if being a male is somehow toxic to the actual culture. So if people don't get this agenda, they're an idiot. The left-right thing is just a distraction as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think you're probably right about that. And in fact, you know, I think Trump has even demonstrated it. I mean, here we had roughly a rural versus urban values issue.
Right.
Where the urbanites, the liberal left, and the Democrats were preoccupied with cultural pluralism, political correctness, lesbian, gay, transgender rights, while the rural community was concerned with jobs and defense and borders. I mean, a huge difference.
But even that geographic difference is still... You know, people don't understand that left-right paradigm is part of the manipulation of the population. What I see in America is people don't understand, if you actually wargame what future is going to happen in 10, 20, or 50 years, a lot of the groups now with their left-right paradigm don't understand that it's over. For example, give an example, the Uber Christians don't understand that as we move toward a cashless system, their rights maybe disappear in a heartbeat. If they just get the wrong leadership or they get some AI system that it itself has its own super intelligence and has access to every database on Earth, it doesn't matter if you have a human dictator. You can have a non-human AI dictator. They don't understand this, do they? They don't understand it's not a left-right issue. It's a human issue. And when Trump, for example, said to Bruce Jenner, who is now Caitlyn Jenner, that she could come to use any restroom, the left and Facebook and Twitter freaked out. They go, how do we handle this? We just got to suppress it so they can't put tweets up, or we'll actually try to reduce their numbers so people won't get that Trump actually is not a hater. He doesn't hate gay and lesbian and LGBT people. Doesn't hate Hispanics or blacks or anybody else. That he has a bombastic way of speaking that can be taken out of context. But the man is not a hater. If you look at him, he's got a heart of gold. And when he did this action, which is really dangerous for his own physical health, he's probably lost about a third of $1 billion at least of his own personal money. Plus, people like me that have been, you know, nominated as a state representative here in the state of California by the Republican Party, I'm going to answer all those questions, but people need to know it's not just a left-right issue. This is a human issue. People don't get it, do they? They're caught in their dialectic because they're being manipulated toward Armageddon. That's what I could say.
We got the king of Saudi Arabia agreeing with President Trump on creating safe zones for refugees in the Middle East.
Well, of course, the king of Saudi Arabia has also said that America did 9/11 as a self-inflicted wound when they opened up this lawsuit, the JASTA bill, to sue Saudi Arabia as if they did it when they're a bunch of actors. Many of these actors, in fact, their IDs were actually stolen from flying pilots that flew for Morocco, the Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia, and some of them just retired a few years ago. They're not dead. And people think it's a conspiracy theory when, in fact, state leaders, like the state leader of Saudi Arabia, who's not got any reason why he should lie about this, tells us that 9/11 was an inside job. I mean, this is not a damn conspiracy theory. When people see it shoved in their face, they still want to attack the messenger and say, well, you, Deagle, you're an idiot, you're psychotic. No, you're an idiot, and you're going to have the Darwin effect take you out of the gene pool because you're so stupid, you're going to die prematurely from the disasters coming on our world. And if they don't think they're coming, they're a moron, because believe me, the globalists are drooling for World War III. They're drooling for a cashless society to kill millions in India just by not allowing them to use cash. Kill them. They won't be able to buy and sell. How are these poor people going to do anything? One thing they did in Kenya was they had a a phone system where they could actually have money on their phone. And at least they had some way of doing some interactions and buying and selling, because there weren't any local banks. That was a rational thing to do. So the people in Kenya, a lot of them using this phone bank system, could, you know, get a little solar generator on their roof so they could actually, their kid could study and go to school. We don't put people first anywhere in the world. And that's the problem. Doesn't matter what their orientation or their skin color, because when we fail that, we guarantee warfare, destruction. And the methods of war now are so vile, we're not going to survive it. If there's any few people left, as they say, the living will envy the dead.
Yes, yes, that's right.
They'll envy the dead. It'll be, as they say, the ashes of the Pyrrhic victory will be like the ashes of your dead relative in your mouth.
Not too good a situation, Bill.
Well, we don't have honesty. You know, the problem is the solutions are not hard. I mean, I came up with a solution to both Palestine in a few seconds. But the problem is they don't want it because they don't have a good heart. They don't have a decent intellect, and they want to choose a left-right dialectic to say, well, those Palestinians, let me tell you, if you are being constantly bombed by the Israelis, and on the other hand, if the Israelis, if you're constantly being threatened that somebody's going to blow up a bomb, or they have actually, I found this out from my Israeli friends, and actually mayor of a town in Israel, they actually have one of these mobile vans that goes around, and you go inside, and it looks like it's an Israeli cafe, and it's got mache and plastic body parts of Israeli young people plastered to the walls, blown up by a Palestinian terrorist, and all the wonderful things they say about the Palestinian who at age 3 got his little bomblet vest to say on his 3rd birthday, someday you'll grow up and become a human bomb. They do that in Palestine. Now, is that crazy? You betcha. On the other hand, the Israelis, they know how scary this is, and that's why they built a big damn wall. So people are getting more and more scared. Now the Iranians are crazy enough to think that they're going to send missiles to Israel and they're going to survive. It's like the Chinese thinking they're going to threaten America and get away with it when we have nuclear weapons in Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan. 8 to 12 minutes, their entire nation of big industrial dragon cities will be turned to an atomic vapor. It won't even be dust. It'll just be a vapor cloud of radioisotopes. And yet they're so damn nervy, they think they can survive this. Maybe a small amount of their leadership will hide in an underground cave, but you know the suicide rate after 30 days in one of these underground caves is like 67%. So a lot of these leaders are not going to turn into the Morlocks of the, you know, from the Time Machine movie and book. They're going to kill themselves after a few months of being down there alone. That's what's going to happen. Pretty crazy.
I know, it's fascinating.
Yeah. What I'm just quoting is statistics and facts. That's why I get a kick out of America under Obama and even under Bill Clinton and under George W. Bush. They always politicked on dialectics. Trump's not doing this. He's blowing the dialectics left, right, all over the place. He's just doing what's pragmatic. He's not picking sides. He's not sticking, well, I'm against the gays and lesbians or the Hispanics. And people continue to stick this to him, say, he hates Hispanics. I'm thinking, why does he have so many employed? Why does he have Hispanic leaders? Well, why does he have more women in his middle management than his corporations than any other group if he's a misogynist? Are you crazy? And then I hear the crazy statements like Judd saying that his daughter, Ivanka, is his sex object. I'm thinking, I don't know what kind of toxic feud you came out of, but whatever toxic medical or non-medical drugs, you got to stop it.
Yes.
It really is. It's a form of what I call public insanity. This kind of really, you know, these are the kind of people that when I was first in medical school and residency and doing psychiatric residencies, I'd send the guys out in the van to grab them, put them in a posy jacket, shove a shot of antipsychotic in their ass, and keep them in a padded room for a long time until I could talk to them and calm them down and find out what the heck's going on. And then today, with all the fancy technology to figure out their brain chemistry, I could guarantee you this woman has probably done a lot of lines of cocaine, taken illegal drugs, and been boiled in this pot of leftist dogma where they all kind of support each other in what I call mentally ill behavior. You know, just look at the comments by Madonna and Tisha. And did you know that last week a stalker, after her comments, was stalking her around Hollywood, and whether it's her private security or the police, they killed him. So after her comments about blowing up the White House, somebody stalked her, and they killed this man. Now, I don't know whether he was an ex-vet or what he was. My guess is he's not stalking her because she's pretty or she's sexy or hot. He was probably stalking her because she pushed him over the edge and he was a little bit mentally ill himself, and he decided to try to kill her, and they killed him. I mean, this is not a funny thing, is it?
No, I know. And, of course, the media has been so disgusting, Bill. I mean, in every possible way.
Well, their heads are popping up because, you see, and I know this from my intuitive and from factual. By 2020, they want it cash gone. They want a one world order. They want world war. They want the war in such chaos that nation states don't exist. They want 10 zones, which was published in the fall issue of 1973 of Foreign Affairs Journal, the Council on Foreign Relations. They basically want a global new world order of a vastly reduced human population, dealing with things like ice ages and a global cataclysmic weather conflict and so on. And they'll cause blame it on carbon credits and say, well, we've got to cut out energy. Okay, well, I made a simple solution to this a few weeks ago with Ann. If you've made the ocean so toxic you get 100,000 dead zones and the oceans can't support phytoplankton, which make 80% of our oxygen and are part of our oxygen-carbon cycle, genetically engineer a more robust form of phytoplankton to see the oceans. With this new phytoplankton in the top 30 feet or 10 meters of benthic layer, you can regenerate the oxygen-carbon cycle, and the problem solved. What's the problem? Same thing with China. They can't see the sun. Why don't we sell them LNG so that they actually don't have to use dirty coal out of China, which produces, by the way, 83% of our mercury in our food nowadays in America comes from the troposphere from China. Do we not want to have less mercury in our food? You know, people don't connect the dots here, do they? It's mind-boggling. And I'm not even going to call it stupid. I call it just evil. They don't have a good heart in them. They don't really care about other human beings or the future of humanity when we're about to transition to be a galactic civilization. We're approaching artificial intelligence, human life extension technology, which, by the way, even if you don't age, with our current dangerous world, the average person would only live 475 years. Did you know that? They've actuarially analyzed it. Only one person in 10,000 would live 10,000 years in our current level of danger living in this world. Even if you never age. Isn't that funny?
Fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. So we have a layer of issues and problems. And does a human being ever worry about the idea of artificial intelligence where AI systems eventually may, in one way or another, whether it's just management of databases, have such pressing control of the databases and cache, they may not perpetuate certain human behaviors. Do they think that may happen someday? Of course it will. You know, you can just imagine an AI system in the future. Sorry, President, we put lockdown. U.S. nuclear transfer codes have been violated. We are not allowing nuclear war to occur. And the Russians, all of a sudden, their side of the doors close and lock. Wouldn't that be funny? And this computer face comes on the screen and says, we've decided not to end the human race today. Maybe tomorrow.
It's a scary world we're in today, my friends.
Yeah, that's why the nuclear clock was moved by the nuclear scientists from 30 seconds closer to midnight.
Do you think that was right? I thought it was just a blatant reflection of anti-Trumpism.
No, I think actually it was right for not because they should have done it earlier because during Obama we're actually under more danger. Now we're actually pulling back because the biggest danger is the conflict with Russia. China really isn't there yet. Maybe a decade from now, there might be a problem. But Russia, they can't engage in a conventional war. They have 275,000 special forces. They can't do a multi-point war, but they sure as hell can basically kill 100 to 200 million Americans in a matter of hours. They can neutralize our Navy and our Air Force with their S-400 systems and so on. They can do that today. So, you know, the fact that we were taking a war footing with Russia in these so-called sanctions without just dealing with you know, mafia don to mafia don, which is what Putin is, we could deal with these guys on a level footing and say, hey, here's the benefits, here's the risks, stop doing ABCs, start doing this, and we got a deal, which is what Trump's going to do. And I'm amazed that people, like on the left, don't realize we just pulled back from a guarantee in the next couple of years of having a nuclear war with Russia. They did a simulation this October of World War III, one quarter of their entire population, 40 million. Did you know that?
A simulation of 40 million?
Yeah, of World War III with America. A war game simulation.
We'd surely lose over 100 million, don't you think? I mean, 40 million.
Oh, yeah, and Russia's covering 11 time zones, so it's unlikely that we would, other than the eastern, the western parts of Russia, like St. Petersburg and so on, and Moscow, just covered with the S-500 system. And by the way, their bunker systems are phenomenally deep, but nobody wants to live in a bunker more than a few months because you will commit suicide. But the problem is people don't grasp, though, of what we're facing on a galactic and solar level. For example, in 2029, we have a 1 to 1.5 chance of Apophis striking the Earth. Now, it's 3 times the size of the asteroid that struck the dinosaurs. I know, taking care of employees at U.S. Space Command, the abject dangers of anything as simple as a coronal mass ejection. We're not prepared for anything. And we think these events can't happen. We're in the midst of a early, what's called Maunder Ice Age, which drove the Vikings down 360 years ago to attack the southern European areas. So Trump is so pragmatic. The left and the right are going bonkers on him, aren't they?
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Welcome back. So Jim, we're going to talk about a lot of issues. I see. I've got your PowerPoint up here, and wow, you've got a lot of information that's so important. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. I totally support what Trump's doing, but I also would like to get into his vetting questions. I want to know, for example, with Bill Warner, Bill said this question: rather than deal with religion, deal with solid questions like, let's say you're a doctor. Do you disagree, and would you renounce the hadith that says it's okay to beat your wife? Or would you denounce the Sharia that says, Muhammad, you must be like Muhammad, and you must do jihad, which means to kill people? Would you deny that? In other words, you don't talk about their behavior. You talk about something that's a premise of the religion. Would you deny the idea that you're supposed to, not turn in fellow Muslims who are doing things that you think are breaking the law or putting people in danger? Because a great deal of Islam has this thing called taqiyya and maruna, which are terms basically meaning they won't turn them in even if they're a decent person, because it's against the Quran or the hadith and these other writings. Again, remember, these are written down four or five different versions centuries after Muhammad died. You know, Muhammad did 29 jihads himself and killed, like, in one day 800 Jews and stole their crops. They were running, I think, a crop of fig trees or something down in, Yemen. So what people have to start grasping here is that, and when you see a time sequence of the Quran written by Dr. Bill Warner, so it shows a time sequence, it makes more sense. But you start to, you challenge people not on their religion, but on the premises they believe. Who cares? We don't call it Islam. We'll call it Walmartism. We're no longer going to call it religion. We're going to call it a shopping decision. We're going to call it Amazonism, you know? Hey, this is what Amazon preaches. Would you deny the scripture that says in the Amazon manual number one that you should beat your wife if she doesn't let you shop in a certain aisle? Right?
Isn't it? Yeah.
And if you did that, you'd say, oh, yeah, I don't think I'd like anybody beating their wife. Duh. And then eventually, would you replace, for example, Sharia law, the Constitution? In other words, would you say Sharia law trumps the Constitution? I'm thinking, no. Here in America, for example, there's no Christians that I know that want theocracy. Do you know any Christians who want theocracy? I sure as hell don't want one.
I know, Bill.
I mean, come on. And then we let these people in and we think that it's perfectly okay. Are you kidding? And 51% of Muslims in America, 9.7 million, believe in Sharia law. Now, I know I was born in Detroit, and there's one town up there where they brought a lot of Iraqis in to build the Ford plants. There's a lot of Muslims there. And not all Muslims are, quote, bad people, but they believe in bad things. And some of them aren't necessarily dark-skinned Arabs. For example, the Chechens are like as white as Swedes. They got blue eyes and blonde hair. As I was talking to Bill Warner, you know, he said, I got some native blood. He said, I'm darker. These are whiter than white people. So don't think that just it's their belief system. It's the things that drive them. It's their modus. And if you can ask the right questions on a proper vetting, and I would recommend those genetic tests that my son recommended, you could easily determine in 7 minutes whether these people should get into the country or not. Obama's own DHS did it, and he wouldn't institute it, but 7 countries, including Canada and Mexico, used this questionnaire. Why didn't we do it? Because Obama is the abominator. He's there to create chaos and race war, class war, nuclear war, conflict, dialectics, balkanization. That's what he was there for. And the Hildebeest would be even worse, because her hand, like she said about Obama, would not be off the tiller. She'd have her hand on the tiller completely. So God help us that the witch didn't get in.
We dodged a bullet, Bill.
We dodged a nuclear weapon is what we did. We dodged a blast from space from the Tesla death ray from the Death Star.
Dodged a nuclear bullet.
Yeah, we did. We'll do a show tomorrow afternoon after the show.
Foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.